So in essence, what we can do right now, we've got a lot of choices. One way to change your beliefs is use what you already know. Do a Dickens pattern on yourself. Go back to the tape where we did that and just guide yourself right through it. We've begun it already, haven't we? We've got you to begin to associate some major pain if you don't change. But I also need you to do is associate some pleasure to the change. And that part should be pretty easy. All you have to do now, and let's do it, is make a list of all the benefits you would have, all the things you would get in your life, all the ways your life would be absolutely, totally enhanced if money was no longer a question in your life, if you had true financial freedom and financial abundance. I'm going to give you 120 seconds to write down as fast as you can how your life would be greater and better if money was no longer an issue in your life. In other words, what would be all the additional benefits? How would your life be greater? How would your life be better immediately if right now you handled the financial issue? You have 120 seconds. Write it down now. All right, time again. Now, take a good look at your list. This should be a whole list of things that as you think about them, imagine if all of these things you wrote down were actually part of your regular daily reality. How would that make you feel? See, our whole goal is to get ourselves now to link major pleasure to financial abundance. Not financial sufficiency, but financial abundance. We want to link major pleasure to that and pain to not having it. So how did you do? Did your list really produce the result? I figured as long as we're doing this, I'd use the people here in the studio as an example. So let me show you what they've got. They've got, gosh, if I had all this additional financial abundance, I'd have my credit cards paid off. That would make me feel great. My car would be paid off. I'd go to the theater more. I'd go to movies. I'd go to cultural events. As a result, I'd be informed. I'd feel relaxed. I'd feel cultured. It'd increase my self-esteem. I'd have more humor in my life. I'd feel more articulate, more balanced. I'd be able to make conversation more easily. There'd be less stress in my life. I'd be able to have more time with my son. Another person's list says, gosh, if I had financial abundance, not just financial sufficiency, I could finish my studio. I'd buy a new home. I'd have more travel time. I'd be able to get in the music business full time and just enjoy what I love most. Or I could be more generous. I could give without any concern for the future. I'd have no daily pressures from financial obligations. Think about how you'd feel if these things are really true. So what is the main strategy for turning ourselves around financially? Simple answer. You've heard it many times. Again, repetition being the mother of skill. And you've heard that one a few times too, haven't you? But I want to remind you that our brain moves away from pain and towards pleasure. Right now, if you don't have enough money, it's because your brain links pain to having it in a major abundance at least, not sufficiency, but in a major abundance, and a certain amount of pleasure in staying where you are. We want to reverse it. How are we reversing it? One, create massive pain and associate that pain to not having it. Two, create tremendous pleasure to having it. Get it clear in your mind that there's a carrot and a stick and they're going to drive you forward financially, and you'll see the financial self-sabotage disappear from your life. Now we need to go a step beyond. We've now got the beliefs that work, but that's not enough by itself. Got to go beyond just eliminating the negative beliefs. And by the way, one way to get rid of some of these old beliefs that used to stop you as well is to ridicule them. See, if you take anything you've heard or said to yourself, and all you do is say it over and over again in a unique new way, you create a new anchor. In other words, that's what advertisers did, right? Winston tastes good like A, Winston tastes good like A, Winston tastes good like A. How do you spell relief? As R-O-L-A-I-D-S, 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 and you heard it over and over again, so that's what you linked. Simple anchoring. So what you could do is attach to those old phrases new beliefs. So that when your mind says, money doesn't grow on trees, you say, that's absolutely right. It grows out of the positive ideas that I follow through on every single day of my life. If you do that over and over again, pretty soon, money doesn't grow on trees won't have the negative impact. Does that make sense? I know that sounds so simple. I'm sorry to help you to be free in an easy way. I guess we could make it tougher, but that's all it really takes. All you got to do is identify what used to stop you, destroy it, eliminate it, or get it to trigger something more positive. If you got one here that says something like, money isn't everything, say, for people who don't know where to shop. Have some fun. Get yourself to giggle or laugh. All you have to do is get these beliefs to have less heaviness to them, less control over you. Ridicule them, play with them, and that's going to be one of your exercises. In fact, it may be useful for you to do that now, to go through right now and do things to these beliefs to either make them trigger a new empowering belief or to ridicule them to the point where they no longer affect you, to where you would think of them every time you thought of money isn't everything, you begin to smile thinking of that funny phrase, well, you don't know where to shop. In other words, it's not true. What I'm saying is not true. All it is taking away a limitation. Does that make sense? Let's try it. Let's stop. One last thing. You're giving me a lot of exercises today. That's true. But this is an issue. It's time to just get over it and move on so you can have the kind of abundance here that you also have and are continually developing in your relationships and in your business and your spirituality and in your emotion and your energy and your life. Go for it. What I want you to do specifically is the following. Take out your success journal. Go through each of those limiting beliefs. Any limiting beliefs. In other words, remember when we said write down anything you used to hear growing up about money, any of them that would be a limitation, and change the belief. In other words, attach a new belief to it. Just the way we did here. Money doesn't grow on trees. That's right, because it grows out of the ideas that I generate every day and follow through on that create good for myself and other people. And just say it over and over again. So pretty soon you begin to link it, or maybe something simpler than that complicated phrase I came up with. Let's take another one as an example. Let's say growing up you continually heard, it's too expensive, it's too expensive. Now that's part of you. And you say, you're absolutely right. It used to be too expensive, but now it's an investment in my joy. You get the idea. Now you may say, well, gosh, this is really hard. So is not having any money. You deserve financial abundance. Right now, get creative and go through each of the negative phrases or beliefs and find a way to either counteract them or attach something to them that will empower you. Please take the time to do this one right now. Let's just eradicate these beliefs. Do it now. Thank you. Okay, time is up. So let's continue here with the people in the studio and see how they've done. This gentleman's list used to say money is the root of all evil. Now it says, in the wrong hands, money is the root of all evil, but I am a responsible and sensitive person. Very nice. Next one is, money isn't everything, but added to my other qualities, it'll do a lot of good for me and those I really care about. Fabulous. Here's another example. Money doesn't grow on trees, but it grows out of my acting on my creative ideas. I can't afford it. We can't afford not to expand our financial resources and share them with others as well. Take care of the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves. If I take care of the pennies, my focus is way too narrow. If I take care of the opportunities that exist around me right now and give great service, the dollars will multiply massively. I have no time to enjoy money. I have had no time to enjoy money in the past, but I'm now learning to delegate and I'm working smarter every day. These are fabulous examples. That's what you need to do for yourself as well. Free yourself from your old beliefs.